right. Well, August 9th, 2017. It's been a little bit since what we're on episode 94.
Sure, it's not 2016.
I'm not sure at this point.
We just skipped that.
So
yeah, when
Condo Grayskull, we're back, guys.
Hello.
Wow.
This is weird.
Yes.
So people are going to be getting on their phones like notification, like, "Hey, Condo Grayskull made a new podcast. Like, enjoy."
I almost wanted to go onto the website and put just like some cryptic message.
I like it.
About like something is coming. I could still do that theoretically because I could beat the podcast to being posted.
That's true. So, yeah.
That's true. Yeah. You're not ruining anything right now.
It's not being streamed live.
Spoiler. If I can remember my login and credentials, we'll figure that one out.
Well, let's go through this. Joe Friedrich, Colin Zimmer, Mike Beccaro. But we have a new person.
Yeah, we do.
Tyson Montgomery.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
That's wonderful. That's just fine-ish.
That could have went many different ways. I'm glad it went that way.
So he's got some big shoes to fill. You know, MD was here.
Wow.
Hilarious dude. But
holy shit.
I know that you're going to do a great job. Just your sheer knowledge of video games and movies is second to none.
Yeah.
So I thought I could probably...
It's probably second to Joe, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
We'll see about that.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. So I was like, you know what? Let's have the audience get to know this guy. Because...
Hello.
And us, in general. They don't know us.
Yeah.
2 years have gone by.
Yeah,
all of our opinions could change.
Totally.
Yeah. I could be racist.
I feel completely
you could
different
be
than
a black
I did.
Guy that I don't like anymore. But you're a white man. Who knows?
Just down south.
So here we go. Video games. Favorite of all time competitive shooter.
Woo!
Yeah.
No, that specific genre.
Yeah. I'm going to start with that. So I had...
That's an easy answer for me.
Really? Go.
Mm. Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, wow. That was on my list. Okay. What about you?
Gears of War.
Oof. Oh, man. I should have put that on there.
Wow.
Yeah. Gears is sick.
Ooh, man, this is tough. But I would have to say, as good as Modern Warfare 2 was, oof, I think COD 4, like, I mean, that holds a place in my heart because that's how most of us met. I mean, I met Joe, obviously, but like everybody else in this
good
circle
point.
Of friends.
It's a good point.
Damn.
So
was
that
playing that.
Yeah, I think Gears, that's on my list. Battlefield 3, Overwatch now, and Halo 1 for the same reasons. Okay, so favorite of all time RPG.
Ooh, are we talking single player?
Well, I have RPG, MMO. And then the next one's going to be action RPG, so.
Oh, cool.
Ooh. RPG, yeah, that's a...
I mean, for me, I have WoW, Fable, and Final Fantasy VII are kind of like three that just hit me.
Sure. Yeah.
I'd say Link to the Past, probably for me,
okay.
Zelda.
Hmm.
Yeah. SNES nice. Zelda, yeah.
I mean, WoW, like, I played so much WoW. It would be hard for me to not say that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm gonna go back into the nostalgia bank.
Okay.
And pull out Ultima Online.
Oof.
Just because that was my
introduction
to MMO, RPGs. You know, I have a lot of good memories playing that game.
Just
even though
mining.
I didn't play, even though I didn't play a ton. Yeah, and I did what most people would probably consider pretty boring stuff most of the time. But, I mean, I guess that was kind of the uniqueness of it.
Yeah.
Like playing a physical card game called Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
That's...
Do people consider that boring? Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, is that what you're talking about? Or is that what you're kind of referencing?
No.
As far as what?
He's talking about Ultima Online. It was just mining materials is what he was talking
about.
Oh,
you're saying that's a boring experience.
Oh, yeah.
Like what
most,
I was saying.
What I was doing in game.
I see what you're saying. Excuse me.
Okay.
What about... Wait, did we get it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I'm going to probably have to go with...
We're going to introduce this guy and not even give him a chance to answer.
Yeah, let's get to know him. Fuck off. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to go a little later and go with Final Fantasy X just because...
That's up there.
It kind of brought me into the world of, like, I was a little bit younger at that time, and it was kind of like a big starting block for me. I grew up watching and playing with my brother like Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9.
Sure.
And enjoyed those, but Final Fantasy 10, like, it's jumped to the graphics and that.
It's pretty gnarly now.
Is that the PS2 game?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that who's the
Titus?
Okay, Lena, with the okay.
He has the ball. Whatever, I played that. I got way into that one.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Sports game. I mean, I don't play sports games, so I honestly put Rocket League and any of the Street League stuff where it's like not real sports.
I'm going Blitz 2000.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Wow.
God, I don't even know.
I mean, you played the most.
Yeah, but they're all so similar. Like, and you play them only because there's like they're that's
out. The newest for iteration. The most part,
yeah, there's mm-hmm. that, and they're the only ones in that sport.
Such, you know, like incremental changes yeah. from one to
so
the next.
So, I mean, I would say like the most fun is definitely Rocket League. Okay. Like, I've had the most fun playing Rocket League, even though, yeah. Okay. I mean, it is a sports game, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Ty?
Well, he already did it. He did Blitz.
Excuse me. Virtua Tennis?
Okay.
Ooh. That was pretty cool.
That was really good.
That was pretty cool nice. The first time.
Okay. Yep. I'll take that one. That was fun. How about favorite Metroidvania-style game?
Oh, God. I don't know that I've played enough of these to really...
I mean, Metroid Prime is huge for me.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
Yes.
What was the game that came out? They just did a remaster of it. It was on Xbox 360. It was an Xbox arcade game that you could shoot. It was side-scroller.
Shadow Complex? Shadow
yes,
Complex.
That's it. Mm. Yeah, that was a good
that
one.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was such a good experience.
I was playing Fortnite uh-huh. last night and in a basement. There was a Shadow Complex poster on the wall. Yeah.
What the hell?
That's an Epic game, right?
They must use the engine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Oh, so in Fortnite, on the wall...
There's a poster.
On a digital wall in the game.
Yeah, that's
cool. Okay.
All right, what about music rhythm game?
Ooh.
DJ Hero 2.
DJ Hero, yeah.
It's
you
so good.
You brought me into that.
It's so
I
good.
Never regretted
hands
it.
Hands down, yeah.
So okay. unique. So much,
wow,
yeah.
okay.
I don't think I played really anything else. I never played Guitar Hero.
Mm. I mean,
You never played like Rock Band with us?
No, I never
Dance
did.
Dance Revolution?
Nope.
Lose some LBs?
Ooh.
Is that what everyone does? They get real fat, they play that, then
definitely never did that.
I mean, Rock Band was fun. Like, Rock Band was fun.
It was.
Because you were playing with, like, three other friends.
Yeah.
Like, you were literally, like, trying
DJ
to play
DJ Hero,
rock
you
band.
Riff. Yeah. Like, yeah. it's a journey.
Yep.
It's crazy.
The music was
It was excellent.
Phenomenal.
The music was great, too, yes.
Fighting game. SF2, Ooh. SF4. I'm just going to hit you with the classic and the more modern.
I actually liked... I mean, God, those are a lot of fun. I'm not a huge fighting game person, but what was the one? I mean, I think they've done it for a couple Mortal Kombats now, but like the first one where they had like the changing styles, so you were like doing combos, like swapping between the styles.
That got really
complex. Deception.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
is
deception.
That what it was? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Did you see that stare? That was like he just 3D... stared at you on deception.
That was a 3D version, though. Mm-hmm. It was not one of the 2D MKs.
No, no.
It was a 3D.
But that was after... No. Wasn't it after 3?
Is that what you're talking about?
It was after... Yeah, it was like... I mean,
just saying after 3, they were all three-dimensional,
yeah,
weren't
like they?
They
did, yeah, they did that crappy one that was like original Xbox. I forgot what that was called. But yeah, I think Deception's the one you're talking about. Because
okay.
I think they've done that like the same style since now. But like I loved learning like the combos. And when you just like ran off that like... 12-hit combo, like swapping between.
It's just fucking, some kind of feeling, right?
Yeah.
I've got a feeling like that.
Yeah, exactly.
What about MK2?
Yeah. I mean, I was a
big
fan in the
me.
Yeah, in the arcade, that was huge.
Yeah.
But that was the arcade experience, right?
Yeah.
Would you say?
Well,
it was just
that
was what made it special.
Yeah.
So I agree with that totally.
Super Smash Melee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Now I feel dumb for not saying that. That is good. Especially, that was the GameCube version, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that version. So,
so
good. What about strategy?
Ooh, man.
Did, like, any, like, RTS?
I did an RTS. I did Warcraft.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Warcraft 2, I guess? Is that the one that was, like, the up... They went up to 2 and they were done, right?
Yeah.
For now.
3, I think.
Was it 3?
Yeah. Warcraft 3.
Then it must have been 3.
Frozen Throne, that turned into Dota, I think.
Okay.
Whoa.
I think so.
Okay, yeah, then that's the one. Great job.
Yeah, I would say it's probably, probably Empire, Total War, or Company of Heroes.
Man, you've played a lot.
I still read articles about Company of Heroes. Like
really?
How it, yeah, they're like, it won. Like, it won RTS.
Whoa.
And they're like nobody's created anything. I mean, it was so unique. Like, it was so well done.
Is that the first person shooter one where you could send people around?
It's a World War II one, but you're controlling like very few units, but like cover and like you can enter buildings with infantry, and like it was just so well done. Like,
really?
It was the most strategic RTS. It wasn't just like a fucking, you know, like mine and, you know, and then just fucking flood them with enemies. Like,
sure.
you were having to like pay attention to every single unit. I mean, you're only controlling so many at a time. But
so it's almost like how kind of XCOM approaches it. It's like,
yeah,
you don't have a thousand things, which is another great strategy game.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm probably in like the Warcraft 2 StarCraft realm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really good. I was gonna say StarCraft. Those are really good.
Didn't play a ton, but still.
Yeah. I mean, I played with my dad. We did LAN parties, so that was fun. Cool. He'd be building all this crap, and then I'd just go in and just demolish him every time. And he'd just be cracking up in the other room because he'd be building, and then this army would just come in and smash him, and he's screaming, and he doesn't know what to do. It was just fun.
Yeah. StarCraft's great. That's
awesome. Tower Defense. We got two more for games, and then we're going to go on to movies.
Mm-hmm. Man, I
got Monday Night Combat and Dungeon Defenders.
Oh, man. Monday Night. Geez.
Monday Night was so good.
God, that was good.
Did you play that,
MNC,
Ty?
For
I
sure.
I played a bit of it, not enough.
Yeah. I think it would have to be Monday Night Combat.
It's so good.
That game was
I played another one that was really good. It changed names. I forget what it was called first or what it was called last, but I remember one name, Iron Brigade.
Yeah.
I think it was also called Trenched. That's what it was. It started out as Trenched.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to Iron Brigade, but it's a Double Fine game.
Double Fine, yeah.
And that was really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really enjoyed that one.
I played some of that during Boys Nights.
Yeah, and you build up your mechs, and there's I remember that. Yeah, that was sick.
There was a really cool turret. It was like a sniper turret, and it would kind of launch from the atmosphere and then drill into the ground, and then the turret would transform, and I remember the sniper one was really cool because it just had this fucking Barrett looking thing that would grow out of it.
Yeah,
that was a really good game.
Okay, so how about open world? I mean, Red Dead. I'm saying Red Dead.
Yeah,
it's probably one of the best games of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm down with you.
And we actually never did action RPG. I skipped that one. I have D3, D2, and Baldur's Gate, but D3 right now is it owns my soul.
Probably BioShock for me.
BioShock? RPG. Yeah. That was really good, dude. Ugh. Mm. BioShock was such a good story.
Yeah, so awesome. D3 probably.
D3, yeah. And it's so good right now what they've done with the changes, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Now we're going to go to things that people care about, which is movies.
Let's go.
No one cares about games.
Yeah, we'll start off with that so we get them all tuned out.
Yeah, now they're I'll edit it, so we'll switch it. We'll switch it, no worries. All right, let's bring up the energy. Favorite of all time, comedy. I mean, Shaun of the Dead.
Ooh, yes.
Any Farrelly Brother movie or Jim Carrey movie. Yes. I mean, those are up there.
Shaun of the Dead and Office Space are this just, for me.
He's doing a symbol where it looks like two wieners are touching. His fingers are touching.
just sex.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's how sex
you got to remember, this isn't TV. So.
Yeah. No, I'll describe it. I thought the sound effect made it obvious. But
yeah, but they really needed to know what you did there. what about you guys?
Shit, probably Dumb and Dumber. Just so good. Just for rewatchability, if that's on at any time.
Yeah, you're settling in.
Yep. I fucking love Step Brothers, too.
Step Brothers is amazing, yeah. I feel like a lot of those movies, I have to watch it a couple times because I hate them at first. I'm like, Anchorman, I hate this movie. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah.
Step Brothers, same thing. Those movies just start off okay, you're ridiculous. And I'm like, okay, no.
You don't know exactly how to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember feeling that way, which was going to be my answer. I was going to say Ace Ventura. You did say, Jim Carrey. But I remember when I first saw that movie, I was like, for the first, I don't even know how, maybe 15, 20 minutes, I'm like, what the fuck am I watching?
It's weird at the beginning. You're just kicking around a box.
Is this funny to me or not? And then I'm just,
then it goes nuts.
Dying.
Mm. And what was weird was then, when Nature Calls comes out, and I saw that in the theaters, and I almost shit my pants laughing during that rhino scene because it was just too much for me.
Good.
Like, I don't remember laughing that hard in a theater ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pretty insane.
Have you seen that pop star movie?
Oh, yeah.
The Andy Samberg one? Okay.
Stop Stopping?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I've probably watched it two or three times.
It's
every time
good.
I see it on, I'm like, all right, I'll throw this on because it's pretty ridiculously
it
funny.
Is.
Yeah.
It really
it's pretty
is.
Good. Yeah. I was actually surprised because there's been so many comedies that have come out that I'm like, ugh, I don't know. But that one was good.
He's good.
Man,
Samberg.
That part with the limo and the wiener, you're killing me. You know, you're killing
it. It just doesn't stop.
And doesn't it flop over the window? Like, it's just.
Rolls it up.
And it just gets kicked out of the.
Yeah.
So gross. What about horror?
Ooh.
I mean, I have Evil Dead 2 was actually part of my comedy and horror. I mean, it's in there. The Conjuring and Blair Witch, I think, are really good. If I was to say just fear, I mean, The Ring ruined me.
Mm. Yeah.
But I don't like to watch it. It's that scary to me. Like, I don't like watching that film.
The Ring, yeah, The Ring's still pretty, I don't know, like, they just got, like, the creep factor down real well. Like, yeah. Giving you the, like, the fucking, the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I don't trust dark places for a while, right? like that type of thing. Like, I don't like TVs.
Anytime I see the snow on my TV, if I change to the wrong input or something like that, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yep. And I mean, I was a grown man and I was sleeping with the lights on. I think I told this story on one of the other podcasts a few decades ago where I was sleeping and usually I always have like a movie playing and usually it's just a blue screen when it turns off.
Yeah.
And I rolled at some point right after seeing The Ring, hit input, never done that. And I woke up to static while I'm in my fear zone, you know, still still repairing from all this.
Oh,
and I was like, like, couldn't hold the controller. It's slipping out of my hand. Like, I was so scared. And then also Eric Lennon sends me a goddamn one of those things where it's like, turn up the volume and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, and like, I just, it was all happening.
You were that guy that's watching that video and he falls out of his chair.
And then I punch through the monitor. Yeah, like that.
Wow.
Yeah. What about horror for you guys?
I would say, oh, God. I mean, The Exorcist, like being, like taken to see The Exorcist when
you've
I was
mentioned
like
that one before.
13 in the movie theater, like really fucking fucked me up.
Saw that in the theater?
Yeah. When they did the re-release.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw that in the theater when I was 3.
I was going to say, holy shit.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like we should get your dad on the phone.
Yeah. But I think like the one that's probably best and the one that holds up the best, like that I still watch. I mean, it's not that old a movie. That's probably why. But it's The Conjuring, as well.
Yeah,
Never seen that one.
Movies. Yeah,
that we saw it together, and it was like it just did something. It was the buildup is kind of slow, but it's just that perfect pace where you're like you just don't trust anything the entire time.
Yeah,
so you're just kind of always like I don't know, apprehensive.
I gotta see this.
Yeah,
another one that's really good is Drag Me to Hell.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Drag Me to Hell is exceptional. Have you seen that one?
I haven't seen that one.
I'll let you borrow it.
Yeah,
I have it on Blu-ray. You'd love it.
The ending. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's pretty fucked up because I remember that.
Yeah. Same
it's about
director.
Possession.
Same
possession,
director as
right?
Evil Dead. So
oh, okay.
You'll Sam like Rainey. It. Yep.
Oh, nice.
What about Suspense? Did you go on horror? By the way, do you have one for horror?
I was going to say The Exorcist definitely fucked me up as a kid. Also, Poltergeist.
Oh yeah,
fucked me up. But yeah,
I love how we say like fucked me up.
I know. I mean,
honestly, like that's when you know it's a good horror film. Is like, that one fucked me up. Yeah. Like, I slept on my parents' floor for 5
years.
Yeah,
I was messed up for a while. Suspense.
Yeah, Suspense.
I'll jump right into that one. You know what was amazing was The Game.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Michael Douglas.
Mm. Oh, man.
That reveal and everything and just everything leading up to it, the tension. That was that I really liked that one.
I remember watching that in the theaters, and I had quit smoking like a few months before that, and I got out of the theater, and it was like the first time I wanted a cigarette after. Because, you know, it's always like have a smoke after the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like sitting there going like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm still like jacked from not trusting anyone. I want a cigarette. I'm like a nervous wreck, you know? And anyways, yeah, Ty, what about you?
My brain's on horror. I was going to say 28 Days Later. Is that
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's well done.
That was great.
Yeah. I have old ones. Wait Until Dark. Have you guys seen that one?
Mm.
No.
It's about this newly blind lady who actually gets harassed by these three men. They come into like home invasion.
Whoa.
And she's basically like... It's from 1967. She's like turning off all the lights that she remembers. And
whoa.
At one point, like the fridge door opens and the lights come in. It's like one of those like, oh God, like get out of there. It's amazing. It's not
Have
Hitchcock.
You checked the children.
Yeah. What is that from?
That's, I don't know what the name
when
of that
a Stranger
movie.
Calls. Is that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Flowers in the Attic. Is that it?
the other one like that, because my parents showed me these suspense movies, was Rear Window. Mm, have you guys seen that one? Oh, man.
No.
Sure.
Guy in a wheelchair, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Does it, I guess it counts as a, I don't even know what suspense, action suspense, is that a thing? Duel. Yeah.
Action RPG
Duel.
Suspense.
I don't know if I've seen that.
My favorite.
Refresh my memory. What's
that should
Duel?
Be a good game
Duel.
Genre. That'd be pretty good.
Duel is that Spielberg, like, made for TV film where the guy in the semi truck.
Oh,
is chasing
yeah.
that guy in his car through the desert.
That movie is really cool.
Have you never seen this movie?
No.
Really?
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Is it good?
It's
really
it,
good.
What's it called again?
Duel.
It's an idea. D-U-E-L?
Yeah.
Duel, okay.
Yeah, and it's just like this like fucked up looking old like semi truck, mm-hmm. and like something happens between the two like driving on the road, and like this whole time this guy's just chasing him down, and like he can't, whatever he does, he like can't get away.
Yeah,
like it's like one of those like you know, like T-Rex in, you know, in a dinosaur movie where it's just like always right around the corner.
I've seen similar movies, but that sounds really good.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, that one they kind of like ripped
it's
that
like
idea.
His like first film, and it was like originally like it was like a made for TV movie, but it's pretty good.
Steve Zahn and rest in peace Paul Walker. There was a movie that they like did where it was like just kind of ripped the same premise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you guys seen Where the Millers? That comedy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They kind of like there's that truck driver who's like just trying to give them the ring, but I don't know, like, they were harking back to that.
Wow! I didn't even realize that's a reference. And then again, I didn't even know Duel existed.
Oh, they did. The one you're talking about with Paul Walker just popped. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I remember that one. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing.
So what about sci-fi? I have aliens. A soft spot for Aliens is huge for me, and for some reason Matrix 1 just I can't let that one go.
So
it's so good, but Aliens is something else. The whole series, I even like 3 and 4. I don't care what you think.
I do too. Yeah.
It's just fun.
Oof. Sigourney Weaver. I mean,
she's wicked.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I'm like wearing a fucking
Thriller. By the way, to go back real quick,
right now.
When you said Sigourney Weaver, to go back to Thriller, I actually really liked Copycat. That's a scary film.
That was good.
Yeah. So, sorry. Sci-fi.
Oh, man.
Got to hold it down.
Yeah. I you know, like, Star Wars sounds cliche. I mean, like, I love the whole universe. Like, I wouldn't even say that, like, the movies are probably, like the best sci-fi movies
I've
ever seen.
You're wearing a Star Wars shirt right now.
I've got my Death Star shirt on right now. So, I mean, I can't, God. If I thought about it more, I'd probably be able to come up with something else. But, off the top of my head.
Just suck on it.
Just
suck on it. I'll think about it. Yeah, suck on it.
Arrival was really cool. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Arrival was good.
Did not see that.
Really awesome.
Heard good things, though.
Denis Villeneuve. Can't pronounce his last name. But
Arrival is
that's
cool
just
director.
Last year, right?
Yep.
I like Contact, too, though it doesn't hold up as much now. It kind of gets boring, but I did like it at the time.
I really enjoyed Contact,
What about like historical? I have Braveheart. I know it's based off historical, but Braveheart's huge.
Saving Private Ryan was...
That's a good one.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that movie.
Can't go wrong with that. That's true.
God.
I've never seen it.
Like
it's just called God.
Yeah, it's just God. It's a history.
It's very, very historical. It's way back there.
Man, I don't know. Maybe even Fury, honestly.
Yeah? That was a really good film.
Yeah. I mean, I love, like, Saving Private Ryan is great, too. Like, as far as, like, an epic World War II film, like, I think that trumps Fury. But, like, I think what they did, like, more specifically focused on that kind of, like,
the tank warfare and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that was
really
gnarly. I went and saw that with two very skittish girls that didn't know it was going to be gory. And, like, that first scene where they just blow off that guy's head, and I look over and they're just like, you should have seen their faces. Like, they were just like... checked out. I was like, oh man, I can't
wait
to watch
the rest.
Within the
first 5 minutes?
Yeah, just guys that just gets blown up.
Yeah. I really loved Braveheart. That scene where the guy's sleeping and he has that mace. I always used to just like rewind that, like, yes.
When he gets hit?
Yeah,
and
when
it
he
just splats done.
Him. I got a funny Mel Gibson story. I
okay,
somehow ended up at Mel Gibson's house. My buddy goes to the same church, Catholic church, as Mel Gibson, and somehow got assigned to house sit for him. And he called me over and was like, hey, you want to come over to Mel Gibson's house and we can like chill for a bit, drink some beers.
What the heck?
I end up at Mel Gibson's house, and in Mel Gibson's kitchen, there is a shelf with pictures of his family. And so it's family pictures, like portrait style pictures. And then there is a picture of Mel Gibson from Braveheart in the Braveheart paint framed with his family photos.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if you've ever seen
he holds a deer.
I don't know if you've ever seen that South Park where they're like riffing on Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
But like that's in the episode. And you're like, this is just ridiculous.
Oh,
like Mel
awesome.
Gibson wouldn't have a picture of himself in Braveheart framed, but it was there and it was like
that's hilarious.
Ridiculous.
How long ago was this?
That was probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
What a dork.
I also tried to grab his Oscar, and apparently it's sitting on a sensor with 24-hour security.
Oh, I'm
where
sure.
Like, beep, like they'll just
my trying to
was,
grab it.
It was similar to like an Indiana Jones, like
is that a bag of sand?
Didn't ball work. Starts rolling down the hallway.
Hey, I'd be proud swinging. Of I'd be proud if I was in Braveheart too, though. I gotta say.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'd have framed pictures crowning of me achievement. Everywhere.
It just it was family photos, so it's like it's sitting in it. Just it was weird.
It was weird. I
understand now. He like him and his family are on a park bench, and he's in full Braveheart gear. That's what you're saying.
Oh,
right?
So he's
okay.
In garb. In
I don't think that's at all what Tyson
this
is saying.
A separate picture, right? No. Okay, I was like, you just reprogrammed this whole story.
It's not a behind the scenes photo. It's like a screenshot from the movie framed next to like.
Hey,
his two loves, himself and his family.
Another good Mel Gibson historical movie that was on the other day I was watching.
Patriot?
Was Patriot.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Is awesome.
I've never seen that one. But
it's
everybody
good.
Said
it's
Braveheart. I heard there's a really good axe throwing scene where somebody like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a it's the Braveheart tomahawk episode. Throw.
Just keep Braveheart stories going.
Yeah. Seriously, it's working. We're getting a lot of viewers. So, what about action? I mean, I'm a big fan of Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
I know that sounds
Starship
so...
Poopers?
Oh, we should go back to that. Oh, man.
I don't know if it's held up as well as I would have liked. I watched it, and I was like, whoa. But I love that movie when it...
That's the worst.
Whoa.
Okay.
Gotta get out of here.
Denise Richards, is that her name?
Yeah.
Her titties are amazing. So.
You don't pull your punches. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're all thinking it.
They hold up. They hold up well.
They're perfect.
I'll hold them up.
What was that? What was that again? What category was that?
Porn.
Porn. Oh, good.
Action. And action.
Ooh, man. I would...
Something Godzilla. I'm going to say.
Something Godzilla.
From Colin.
No, yeah. I mean, I was going to say, actually, I guess, like, James... Like, probably... What was it? God, which one was it? I get on my... James Bond's
Daniel
up.
Craig
Skyfall Quantum Skyfall. Of Solace
it's good
which one of those mm. Yeah like all the Daniel Craig ones have been pretty good.
Casino Royale was before that was that it
or, yeah
I never saw Spectre, which I think is the most recent one.
Yeah, I haven't seen
I
that
did.
One
either.
Oh I did
it was,
I did
yeah it wasn't yeah. as good as the previous two though.
Skyfall mm-hmm. was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I've always that been opening. A huge Bond fan.
Yeah, I mean
you can go back
to the
original
more
ones
serious,
too
which
yeah.
is good. Yeah,
like I mean like From Russia with Love or
is that Connery?
Yeah that's like the that's the second one technically. Yeah,
is Idris Elba the new Bond? Is that happening or was that
that's what I keep
rumor?
Hearing
mm. Yeah,
is Daniel Craig no longer Bond?
I don't know if it's official. Well, yeah,
he just recently said he would come back.
Yeah,
okay,
but man, right after the films he's always like fuck that, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I'm sure it's just the rigorous. Amount of shoot like shots and just it's nonstop
because mm-hmm.
everything looks perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh. So Idris, huh?
That'd be cool.
That's quite a turn.
No, yeah.
First Black Bond.
Yeah.
No.
That's cool.
I'm ready.
I like him. I am interested in seeing Dark Tower, even though I don't know much about.
I've heard it's bad.
It's supposed to be awful.
The movie is supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
my buddy Jeremy, who's a huge fan, went and he read all the books. He was so excited. He went and he was just.
But that always happens. Like whenever you read the book and then you see the movie, you hate it.
Yeah, but this
you know,
was
because you can never hold a candle
idea.
to the information and the story building in the book, you know. But
I mean, if the screenwriting's right. I mean,
I've actually seen the movie and enjoyed the movie, and then actually was encouraged to go read the book, and I've enjoyed that experience.
Yeah,
so I don't know. That's just my.
You're not talking about the Dark Tower. You're just talking about the experience, right?
Not that
okay.
similar experience, not
right.
Dark Tower specifically.
Okay, because Dark Tower shit, and you're probably not.
And
like
you will hate it if you see it. You will just die.
No, that's what people are saying.
Yeah, that happens rarely. Like it was recently, within the last couple of years, that I was like, all right, I'll read some of the Harry Potter books. I think it was probably within the time that we were still doing that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
none of the movies
mentioned it previously.
None of the movies. I was like, these are kind of disappointing. Had I seen the movies by themselves, I'm sure I would have liked them. And it's not like they're bad, but
yeah,
I mean, there's just yeah. I think it's always that way. There's just so much more depth that you can get in a book.
I think what I liked about how that all happened was you would read the book, and then the movie came out years later. So I enjoyed it because there was just so much time to just be like, okay, I kind of remember this, and then you'd watch and it would be their version.
Yeah. Sure. No, I was I was literally like reading the book, and as soon as I finished, I would watch the movie.
Yeah.
So it was like all fresh in my head and be like, oh, they skipped over a bunch
of this. They slaughtered this. But those books are they're nice size, you know.
Did you go?
We're on action.
Yeah, action. Yeah.
Yeah, Starship Troopers, man.
Yeah, stars. That's it.
Excuse me. No, he said it was. I need to go.
Yeah.
Is there any other action movies besides disappointing Starship Troopers?
Do you guys know a film with a little-known actor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, called Commando?
I do.
Does anybody remember that film probably 86 or something? Mm-hmm. Let off some steam.
Let off some steam when he throws that pipe and it hits
him. I mean, shit like that. His one-liners. I was a sucker for growing up. That was so
You're
fun.
Fired.
You're
fired.
Yeah.
I actually do have a section called Blockbusters, but before we go to that, documentary.
Hmm. Ooh, man.
There's a lot. This is a hard one. Oh, you don't like documentaries?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, dang.
Sorry.
Get out.
No, I do.
I really like the Barkley Marathon. That one is gnarly. Have you guys seen it?
No. Nope.
It's this. It's at first when you first start, you're like, "Oh God, this is gonna be the worst." But it's actually this crazy ultra marathon of these circles that people do. They have to come in. It's only like scientists that do these things. Like five people have finished it.
Oh yeah, you told me about this.
And they have to like navigate. So they give them like the specific areas they have to go through. They have to map it out. They don't give them, it's like all like coordinates. They have to map it out and they have to do these rings in like basically clockwise and counterclockwise. And you have to do a series of five of these. And I think it's like 3 days or like 80 hours or something like that. And it's miles.
Is there a total distance involved that you have to meet?
I want
to
say, well, once you finish the circle, you can stop where you're at because it's a circle. You're where you begin. You can go and eat and like do all that, like take a quick nap and all that stuff. But you need to really keep going. It's psychotic. And I want to say that it comes out to like they're like 20 miles a piece or 25 miles a piece. So it's just like you're doing
60 to 75 miles in 72 hours.
It's insane. Huh. It's insane.
Jesus.
That's weird.
So, and who sets the course? Do you set the course?
No. It's this one guy that's been doing it forever. And it's the entry fee is like $1 and $1.60. And like the way they track them is they have books lined up everywhere and they're told to rip out a specific page and put it into there. And so at the end of it, they count out their pages. All right, you finish the circle and then you go. So I don't know. The whole
very cool.
It's weird because I don't know the... Just the fact that these guys can push themselves so far, and they're not like super athletes. They're mostly scientists. They just understand themselves. They've had to work so hard to get their PhDs that they know what it takes, the grit. And I think that's really what makes them winners is the grit. Also fittest on earth because it's CrossFit.
Nice.
But anyways, I think those are the two that I could probably watch a lot. What about you guys?
I really loved Super Size Me. I like Morgan Spurlock a lot. And I thought that movie provided such like a entertaining and informative like piece, especially for like I really fucking loved McDonald's growing up.
Sure.
And I'm a lifelong vegetarian and found some disturbing news out. It was actually at your house
that,
your old roommate dropped the bomb on us that there's like beef
in the fries.
Yeah. And they like, so God. I was like, fuck, I'm not a vegetarian. But no, Super Size Me, I thought was really, really cool.
I'm not a vegetarian. I eat that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch his show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 30 Days one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I like that too.
Oh, God. I'd probably say the one that stuck with me most is probably Restrepo. Did you guys watch that one?
Yeah, that
about
shit is
the
heavy.
Did not
the like what was it like a forward operating base or something like that? Restrepo in Afghanistan. These guys were like just positioned up in the mountains, like basically just one. I mean, like one squad. It wasn't like more than like a dozen of them, they sat out there for like weeks on end, just like watching, like just guarding that point or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's fucking nuts. Like what those guys went through, like. I mean, and not even necessarily that it was just like fighting all the time, like just the psychological
intensity,
like,
of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a follow up to that called Korengal, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
It's intense as well.
Yeah.
Huh. I gotta watch these.
I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
I think Restrepo's still on Netflix.
It is. Yeah,
yeah, it's a nutty one.
Mm-hmm. I'll check it out. What about you?
You know what? I've seen my fair share. None are coming to mind immediately, but the one that is that's really good is The King of Kong.
Oh yeah!
That was so good. Really good.
That is a great.
I really enjoyed that.
Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw that and then bought the film because I liked it so much. Yeah, I own that one. Yeah,
which one is that?
Character.
Yeah,
about the Billy Mitchell who was the Donkey Kong player that you know had the highest score and then he was finally dethroned.
Oh, I'll let you borrow that one.
Oh wow,
so
yeah, it's really good. Enjoy.
I got movies to let you guys borrow. Okay,
sure.
You can see what kind of a jackass he.
Did you ever see Pixel?
I don't know if he actually is or he just kind of portrays that.
Have you guys seen Pixel?
No.
It's terrible.
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah, no, you know I forgot the actor from Game of Thrones. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah.
Can't think of his name.
No. Peter
Dinklage, yeah.
Yeah, he's in it and he's like that character.
Billy Mitchell?
Yeah. And he's actually the best part of that movie. That movie is terrible, but he made me laugh so hard in that every time he came on, just how he delivered his lines, like the attitude he was just awesome. So if you guys watch Pixel, don't. Mm-hmm. But if you do, just fast forward to his lines because he's amazing. Yeah.
At least they got like the licenses. I'm sure the budget on that was insane. Yeah. But like I couldn't believe that they like actually had Pac-Man and
it
whatever
was
the fuck else,
it was
but,
so bad.
Yeah,
it was so bad. What about blockbusters? I put True Lies.
Oh,
man.
True Lies is just...
That was amazing.
It's just so huge.
I mean, I'm sure I've already said mine a zillion times, so...
Star Wars.
Everybody can probably guess Jurassic Park.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a blockbuster for sure.
Yep.
What about you?
Huh. Are the Marvel movies considered blockbusters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I really...
Is there a B at the end of their total gross?
It's getting close
I'd say probably.
It's getting close to a T.
Yeah. I like Doctor Strange a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too because I actually got engaged right after watching that movie.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
special place.
I'm like sitting there with the ring in the bag, like in my camera bag, sitting there nervous, knowing that I have a professional photographer outside and all these people hiding. It was gnarly.
That's
I don't remember that movie at all. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
That was gnarly. What about a rom-com?
Hmm.
Hitch.
I have that too.
I loved Hitch.
Yeah, I liked Hitch. Yeah, yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when he eats all that,
I have no. Yeah,
the shellfish, and he's like, he's just messed up on Benadryl, and he kicks her when he gets into the sea, dude. Like all that stuff, he's just such a mess. It's really good.
Is The Girl Next Door a rom-com?
I don't know.
I think so. I think it qualifies.
Yeah. I like that.
Is that the one with that's kind of a teenage kind of comedy?
Mm-hmm.
The girl next door is she in porno films? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She ends up being.
I actually never saw that, but I wanted to.
It's good. And there's actually some solid actors that are in that, and they're just young at that time. Miles Teller, he was in Whiplash. I don't know if you guys saw
that. Oh, dude, Whiplash. Yeah. Solid. I love that movie.
Yeah. Paul Dano was really good.
He's in it.
I should have put that
Paul Dano,
like music based.
Paul
movie.
Dano was in There Will Be Blood, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oof. Love that movie.
I love that movie. And a lot of people hate that movie. It's probably one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
The end is so psycho.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
And it just
There Will Be Blood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy.
That's probably my favorite.
God, I don't like
rom-com.
I think most of the ones I'm thinking of qualify more on the comedy side. Like I don't like stuff like
dinosaurs are in love. They have romantic conversations.
Jurassic World.
Ewoks, they get romantic.
Yeah. No, oh, I was
God,
gonna say
I
stuff
not.
Like stuff like like This Is 40 or
This Was 40.
Oh, I love that.
I wasn't a big fan of that one.
Oh, I love it. I mean, Apatow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apatow's, he's good, but that one I wasn't a huge fan
of. I think if you,
Zach and Mary Make a Porno, is that a
rom-com? Yes. For sure. That's a great one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent
Knocked
job.
Knocked Up. And then, whatchamacallit was on the other day. Why can't I fucking think of the name? The, Ma, Where's the Meatloaf? Why can't I think of the name of the fucking movie?
Oh, Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ma, Where's the Meatloaf? What
the
fuck?
Oh my god!
I love that. That was good.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a good
one. I haven't seen that in
too long.
Yeah.
God, I gotta go watch that.
Solid.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so last one, sports movie.
Hmm.
I have three. I have Hoosiers.
Yes.
Jerry Maguire. And I actually really liked The Blind Side. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I would say, what was the name? Was it just called, was it Jackie? What was the name of the Jackie Robinson movie that came out?
42.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really a good, good one. Saw that in theaters. What else?
A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. Great movie. Yeah. I love that movie. That is. You had a smile, so I was like, are you being like a piece of shit right now?
No,
or?
Yeah.
Like misogynistic? Like that is
well,
a great movie.
Well, because most sports movies are usually more like, I mean, it is a drama, but it's like there's like a lot of like comedic stuff to it. Well, like, most sports movies are a little more dramatic. But you could say like fucking dodgeball.
That's what I was saying. You had the face like you said dodgeball. That's what was going in my head. I'm like, it's not like dodgeball, man.
I mean, the first Major League is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Really like
Wild
that.
Wild Thing.
Yeah.
So good.
Rudy.
Rudy's
oh, Rudy
sick.
Is amazing.
Rudy's
thank
so
you.
Good.
Yes,
yeah.
Rudy.
I was going to mention that one because it's just so good. Yeah. Well, that completes it. That's all the movies we like.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Ever.
Every single one. Every other one is trash.
The worst.
Rip that paper. I looked like you were about to rip that in half. We are done with this segment. Throw this in the incinerator.
Right on. So that's us. And that's Condo Grayskull. Obviously, we're warming up. This is our warm-up episode after nice. 2 years. I think so. We could...
A little tune-up?
Yeah, we got to keep the energy high. I got to have just some like an espresso maker in the middle of the table.
I fucked up with the Mountain Dew.
Yeah?
Because I needed that. We needed...
You were right. Like, don't listen to me. I'm like, dude, I need to sleep.
Oh,
no.
Never.
The idiot. Me.
no sleep.
Yeah, so...
We've been going for an hour?
No. It's been about 40 minutes, so we can just flow. You guys want
to
rap?
Yeah, well, I mean, what about, you know, what we also used to do? I mean, talk about what we've been into lately. Well,
yeah, okay.
What's everybody been up to?
Yeah,
current events.
Fleshlights?
Oh, wow. Okay, I guess you're going first.
Start us off strong.
Yeah, wow, okay. I don't want to follow up after that one. Jeez. rubber fists and fleshlights. Anyways,
but now we're all curious. What?
Yeah. It's, do you use cornstarch to keep it fresh? Or?
The Asa Akira model.
Well, I got engaged. I don't think that's So that's I'm getting married in January.
That happened post awesome. After yeah. our last episode, I guess.
Yeah. I'm got older. I'm almost 40. Isn't that crazy?
Real.
Yeah, that's weird.
One more year.
Still crossfitting, still riding bikes, still playing video games.
Still jacked.
Getting there. underneath this, it just looks like just bags of skin and leathery, like flip-flops and stuff. It's horrible. That's not true. It's just, it looks honestly like a newborn baby. It's just super white. It's super white, and that's it. You can't see anything else just because the reflection is so magnificent.
What have you been playing mostly?
Diablo 3.
Okay.
Overwatch and Fortnite. Those are pretty much the three I've focused on, and I just have this rotation going. So if I'm like solo, it's usually Diablo 3, I love how fast I can build my character, so that's been amazing. And then Overwatch is just the competitive side.
Yeah.
They came out with Doomfist and Sombra and, you know, Risa and all these new characters, and it just keeps changing. So
how's Doomfist?
Doomfist is... I think he's awesome. He pisses me off when he punches me. Like,
he's got a mean one hit where he can just like hold down a button and let it rip and you get hit into a wall and you're dead.
Okay. So he has four
shots.
But
it's like a wind up.
Yeah, he has four shots on his right trigger, and then you don't reload, you just wait till it recharges. Left trigger, you hold. If you let go of it right away, he won't go far, but he'll finish his punch. You can cancel too. If you hold it all the way, you can go flying. So it's kind of this weird thing where you time it, like when people are turning around corners. It's especially scary when they're just staring you down and it's charging and they're just like trained
looking
on you.
Looking for somebody.
Because it goes
can
straight.
Can they chase you or it just goes
straight? It goes straight. So if they jump up, he also has like a dragon punch. If he uses it, then it goes straight across. I think he drops though, right? From gravity.
Yeah,
but ultimately, it stays on that plane. You know what I mean? It doesn't go up or down or anything like
interesting.
That.
Interesting.
So you could jump over it.
That could be pretty nasty.
And then he has this elbow.
Get that timing down.
Yeah.
This elbow that you can use that like hits the ground, all this like, it's like earthquake happens around. Mm-hmm. And like, does it stun?
It does, yeah.
It stuns.
Briefly,
but a lot of people will do like the uppercut, the elbow fly across the screen to like evade and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, there's right now they have a lockout, which is just elimination where everyone is Doomfist. And it's Jesus, it's like Capcom versus Marvel. It's like everyone's like, it's nuts.
Summer Games actually came back yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Yep, I didn't boot it up.
Lucille Ball is back.
So yeah, so those are the games. Fortnite is actually the newest one out of them all, and that's been trippy. It's a good game. It's definitely built like pay to play.
For sure.
You could definitely dump. Well, there's that story of the guy that spent $1,500.
Yep.
To get a mythic character?
Yep.
Or was it 15,000?
It was 1,500.
Okay, so I'm making the story way better.
Yeah.
$1,500 still.
Was it 15 million?
Yeah. I think it was 15B.
Yeah. Buy Epic Games.
So all to get a mythic character, so that's the highest ranked character, and there's so many different versions, which is like a shuffled version of each character. They all have the same skills, basically. When you get them, is different for each character, so they have weird builds, just weird passives, and so of course the one he got was the mythic character he didn't want, he wanted the least. It was the ninja, which is a great character, but cool game. I mean, just building traps. I made a bounce room, so there's wall launchers and floor launchers, and you can have them like basically have these half walls, these walls with launchers and the floor launchers, and then a roof, right? So then when they walk in, it either launches them to one side, and then it launches them the other, and then the floor launcher will have them hit the roof, and it comes, and you just see these guys just like, yay! So I'll build those around. They're just flying everywhere, and then I'll have, you know, dinos and different, like, weird electricity things, and it just, it's nuts. Huh. It's weird.
You can get real creative, for sure.
You can, and there's
I've seen it in full action.
There's, like, home base where you can build, and all these turrets that's, like, stays there, and then there's, like, the game where you go off, and you start fresh. You can hack up all these materials. You'll find the van or whatever you have to, like, protect. You start building your fort and, like, protecting it, and then you turn it on, and that's when you start defending yourself. And it's just interesting because on top of it, your character's leveling. You're upping, like, your schematics for guns that you use, and they're getting super ripped and getting, like, different, like, attributes and stuff like that. And then along with that, you're, like, slowly leveling, you know, obviously all your traps and stuff like that. So it's really cool. It's really cool. I heard that
it was very in-depth.
Yeah, it's almost
very
too
deep.
Much.
Goes deep. Yeah.
It does. They have 8 skill trees that you just
per character?
No, just for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's just like you just keep building on it, and each character you can level up to 5 stars for the max guys. I think mythics might even be 6, is it?
Maybe.
I don't know, but it's just a lot. It's a lot. But you get buff. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, that's about it. Just working, playing video games, working out.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, me?
Yeah, Colin.
God. I really haven't been playing too much. It's mostly been World of Tanks again. I got back into playing that. I've been spending a lot of money on that, which is always great.
Uh-oh. Spending a lot of money on that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I have money now. So
hard cash.
I can buy the premium account and buy the gold so I can level faster and get new stuff, so why not?
I've never done anything like that. Are you crazy?
Nobody here, I'm sure, has.
Spent money on video games, you idiot.
Did you try the Dunkirk update at all, or any of those? I saw some, like, might have even been on TV. They had a...
I mean, there was a recent update, but... So they do this... there's this, like, separate... It's part of there, but it's called Tank Rewards.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, by completing stuff, you gain points, and then at the end of the month, you can spend... those points, like, in different tiers, like, depending on how many you got to get, like, new stuff or whatever. But they, like, do it kind of, like, themed. So it's, like, this one was Dunkirk. So, like, the missions you're doing are, like, sort of, like, themed around what the Dunkirk, you know, historical thing was.
Interesting.
I got to still see that movie.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Damn, yeah. You guys got to go to that.
You said it was amazing, right?
It's so good. But that City Walk Theater makes it, like... Yeah. I know
is it IMAX?
There's a lot of it seems in every theater now they have an IMAX, but there's I believe there's only like 3 to 5 true IMAX screens in California. One is at like the Science Center, and then that AMC has a true IMAX.
Yeah, there's like IMAX, and then there's 70mm IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and this
the big
is
boy.
70mm IMAX. Yeah. It's an AMC at City Walk now.
Yes,
or?
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was it always an AMC, or was it something else?
I'm sure it was something else at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem familiar, but it's been a while since I've been over there.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, still reading comics. I've, like, kind of cut back because I've been trying to save money.
Mm-hmm.
For World of Tanks?
No. Yeah, well, that's not helping. That's where it's all going now. Well, not really, but no, I've just been trying to save it. Like, it's time for a new car. So, yeah.
Good for you.
But other than that, yeah, working. Like, we got the new system at work, so I'm making more money now, which is nice. So. Awesome.
What's the new system?
We use iPads now to ring in food.
Oh, nice.
And there's less servers on, and there's food runners. Whoa. Instead. So, like, we're taking more tables at a time, but we're doing less. So, like, we're not having... ideally, the food runners are supposed to be taking out our drink orders and our food orders.
All right.
And, like, we're only responsible for grabbing refills or extra stuff that they need.
So more tip outs and stuff like that.
There's more. Yeah, I'm paying out more, but, I mean, you're selling way more, so you end up usually making more than you would, like, in the previous system.
That's cool.
So it's nice, but there's also less shifts to go around. So, like, you have to be on your shit or they're going to start taking away shifts from you. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, not really too much.
What books did you get today?
Ooh. There's a book called Low that's by my favorite writer, Rick Remender, who's a guy that I went and met at the shop and got some of my stuff signed.
Oh, cool.
Just today?
No. His signing was a few months ago. There's the current Marvel... fucking what event going on? Secret or no? God, what? I don't even. They throw so many events. It gets just so convoluted.
What's an event?
It's like when like
Civil War.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. Civil War was an event, like where all the Marvel universe like is combined in like one major story.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
And they do it every fucking 3 months, and it's so annoying because. Like, everything's going on in all these different books. Like, you can just read, like, the specific books for it. Because they do, like, a Civil War book. Like, they had Civil War II not long ago.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that'll be something that's coming.
The trilogy.
But, like, this one, I forgot. I can't even think of what it's called. But Captain America takes over the United States as the head of Hydra.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
The little bit I know, that's
yeah.
Seems like Captain everything America he was against.
The head of Hydra.
He's a villain?
Takes over. Well, he's not. I mean, he's still sort of Captain America, but he sees this as his means to his end. But there's a whole thing going on in the background that they still haven't fully explained.
Wow.
So it might not be like actually the real Captain America. There's some like cosmic cube fragments involved and time travel and all this crazy shit.
Okay.
Which makes it way more confusing. So yeah. It's really hard to follow. And I don't particularly care for that much for that, but like all the stuff gets dragged into it. So the books I do like reading individually, like they all get, I mean, it all gets tying crossed in and yeah. So it's just like,
you know, my son, he's obviously been exposed to, you know, some superheroes. He likes Batman, Spider-Man, but his favorite is the Hulk.
Okay.
And he has a Green Hulk. He has the Red Hulk, which apparently is the general that's actually against the Hulk.
It could be, yeah.
Thunderbolt or something. Okay. Apparently, at some point, he turns into a Hulk himself. But he loves the Incredible Hulk, yeah. He runs around and wants the Hulk smash everything. It's really funny. That's the superhero that he gravitated towards.
That's awesome.
It's so funny. Yeah. You would think most boys, I mean, oftentimes would go towards guns. I see so many kids like make everything into guns. Mm-hmm. They'll have like a bar of soap and it's like a handgun. Yeah. But your son wants to punch through walls.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I probably tried to expose him, my kid, both of them, but him especially to less of that.
Sure.
You know, like firearms related type stuff. Cause yeah, I think it's when I've seen kids, especially young ones kind of playing like that, I'm like, ugh, it kind of grosses me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I fucking love guns. I don't really own guns or shoot guns very frequently, but I fucking love guns.
Yeah.
You know, like you used to call it gun porn with a lot of the Modern Warfare's and whatnot that we'd play Battlefield. Sure. So there's just like, oh, I unlocked this fucking silencer for the fucking G36. And it's just like, you just geek out on that. But in due time, I'm sure he'll be
shooting guns as the Hulk.
Yeah,
he's going to have his big Hulk hands with like a tiny handgun.
Exactly.
Well, just don't tell him that the Hulk is dead.
No.
Like he went the way of the Wolverine?
Hawkeye killed him.
Really?
Bruce Banner, yeah. He shot him while he was Bruce Banner.
Mm.
Dang.
Yeah.
How recent is that?
Pretty recently, actually.
Really?
Yeah. That was actually like right before the Secret Wars too. Like that was kind of like a sparking off thing. Because yeah,
is that another event?
Well, Secret Wars 2 was like sort of the same thing. Did you see or yeah? Is that what it was called? Or Civil War? Sorry, Civil War 2. Yeah,
this so is how it happens. Yeah.
Did you see the movie Civil War?
I did see some of it. Yeah, I didn't see the whole. I didn't see the ending.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, for some reason I can't super get into them. You know, when they first started coming out.
That's an appropriate name to say. Just yeah, adjective. Just
super not into these super movies. I don't know. It's a little too much for me. Like, Logan, I thought was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, just kind of down and dirty. Just mm-hmm. one guy. Just, you know, that was really good.
Yeah.
But the Civil War and the Avengers and everything is a little too much for me. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, fucking Tony Stark is dead.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
What yeah.
Well, I mean, see, here's the thing. What they're doing is
spoiler alert.
They're killing all the actors right at where, if they caught up to the comic books, they're too old.
Interesting.
So they're like, hey, you know what? Just right. write them out now.
Dude, you're right.
Yeah. Just kill them all. Like, who's young?
Yeah.
That Olsen girl's young. Keep her going.
Yeah. I mean,
Tony Stark Jr.
So many of the characters now, like, or at least the superheroes, aren't like their original characters, like the original person that was them. Like, yeah, it's all over the place. Iron Man's different.
I don't doubt at all.
Wolverine's different. Mm-hmm.
Is Wolverine the girl now?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That could be
his
cool.
daughter.
Yeah. Like they're.
Is she still a child in the current world
no.
or
no? She's full grown.
She's like, full grown. She's full grown.
It doesn't.
She's a full grown Wolverine.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily coincide with the movie. How the movie did it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Because like this is like I mean it's like current times in the comic books, whereas like the movie takes place in. Sort of like the
recent
future.
Past or
well I think it doesn't take place in the like future of the movie or like sometime like,
yeah.
like 10 or 20 years in the future mm-hmm. and she's a young girl then but in the comics now she's full grown
okay.
she's an adult
hmm.
What have you been playing
MP? A little bit of D3 that's about it I had played some Tokyo 42 which has very interesting kind of mechanics and premise but I didn't get super deep into it but that's actually really interesting.
Was that on
kind of cool
Xbox
game. Yeah
oh really okay
yeah, yeah it's basically you like with the shoulder buttons you can like I guess 90 degree shift the world or the camera perspective
like Fez style
I think exactly like that it's just it's kind of becomes a dual joystick game or it essentially is
yeah
but it's not super tight on the dual joystick gamey type side, you know? Yeah. So, but there's, you know, with the way the bullets travel and everything, you really got to, you know, line up precise shots and you can get out of the way. But it's pretty neat. It's actually pretty cool. And I know it has some depth cause there's like even like motorcycle racing and stuff, which you really wouldn't expect out of that, you know, style game. But, and you actually one other game that was on sale that I picked up this is maybe a month or so ago it's called forgive me I'm gonna butcher the name but it's something like Guns Gore and Cannoli and it's almost like a
sounds right
like
up your
a
alley.
Streets of Rage kind of a side-scrolling 2D like action game and the art style is amazing it's beautifully like hand-drawn it's super well it's animated like amazingly well it's cool it's but you're like a 50s or 60s ish kind of like a Italian mobster.
Yeah.
If something Cannoli is your name. And and it's a game with firearms. You start with like a pistol and then you can get a shotgun and then you can get like a double barrel shotgun, you can get a Tommy gun. And it's a zombie outbreak. And it's just like, you know, different enemy types, you know, jumping at you, running at you, throwing something at you, you know, and you have you know, everything you can, you know, use different tactics to take down certain types of enemies, but it's actually pretty neat. It's actually pretty. It was on sale. It was only like $3.
Jeez, just I figured super indie or
I guess so. It was one of the, not the last sale that Xbox had the marketplace, but one of the sales before that. It's really cool. I meant to talk to you guys about it, but before I knew it, you know, the game was off sale, and I'm like, okay, well, it's pointless now. But
you made me think of a game actually I was playing. What Remains of Edith Finch? Mm. I'm playing that right
Heard
now.
Heard of that?
Nice.
It's
great.
It's really good. Yeah. It's trippy.
Story?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you just start off walking towards this really weird house, and I guess, you know, some of your family died. You got a key. And as you're walking, you can have this opportunity to try, like, opening things. But finally, you get to the house and kind of get in there. And the house is weird, man.
Whoa.
Like, it's all not creepy. It's just addition after. It has, like, 16 stories. And it's, like, shaped weird. And it looks just like
the Winchester house.
Yeah. It's almost like, I don't know. They just kept making additions for their, like, and towers. And it's just the weirdest looking house. And you go in and, like, all the rooms are sealed shut. And you can peek into them through these, like, peepholes and see, and they're all different. And finally, you find where the key works, and you start getting into these different rooms, and it opens up these stories, these flashbacks of each of the, you know, the Finches. And you start learning the history and what it is all about. And, you know, you're even, like, you know, reliving these dreams and stuff. And it just, the storytelling and kind of what you're going through is just trippy. You're just Damn. Like, whoa, okay.
It's got really high, good scores.
92 on Metacritic, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was going on Metacritic to see your game, which is, I'm just going to write in cannoli and hopefully find it.
Cannoli shooter.
Cannoli zombies. But anything else?
Not really, no. Mostly just watching some TV. So
shows?
Have you guys checked out Ozark at all?
Yeah, I'm halfway through.
Is it great?
Have you finished it?
Cool? No, I'm about, I think, maybe three episodes in. But I've found is that it's super intense. It is super intense. And
like anxiety inducing?
I mean, slightly, because, I mean, it stars Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
He's going through some serious struggles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know where he's going to end up as far as, or how they're going to, what the true nature of what he knew and didn't know. I'm not exactly totally clear on all that, but
yeah,
it just, was doing some bad stuff. And then he was put in a bad way, for some mistakes that it seems like his counterparts made. And he just has a huge debt to pay back, and there's just a lot going wrong.
Damn.
Somebody kind of likened it to a Breaking Bad, whereas, you know, it's kind of like a means to an end, mm-hmm. but there is the kind of the struggle and all the things that can go bad, and then from bad to worse, you know, and it just kind of keeps happening.
It happens, yeah.
But but just really intense. And I guess I don't know if he directed every episode, but you know, apparently he's directing too. Jason Bateman. Yeah.
Cool. Oh wow.
Yeah, but really good. It's a Netflix original.
I have a few people watching that, and they're like, "You got to see it."
So yeah,
like,
really high production. Yeah, you know, really good.
Did you see Bloodline at all?
No, I have not.
That was pretty cool, but three seasons ended up kind of like you're saying, like Murphy's Law of bad, where like. Eventually, I was just like felt exhausted by how much was going wrong to everybody. It was like Jesus, like I'm not
give
one
somebody
for,
a
like,
break. Yeah, Jesus
like,
Christ!
I don't chase the happy ending, and I often like when there's not a happy ending. But
it was just
like,
too much.
Yeah,
it becomes a little too much.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't watch back to back episodes of this because it was just like it was a little taxing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Mm.
There's certain. I just started watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And
for the first time ever?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really?
I'm on season one.
Ooh.
Episode four.
Some good titties in that one.
There was actually on that one, there was boobs. And I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah.
That's funny. I've noticed the titty quotient is like considerably lower the last few seasons than it used to be.
Wow. Yeah. This is probably going to have to be saved for next episode because we're hitting an hour here. But well, to be continued on titties.
Sounds great.
Titty topics. 2P
contittied?
Woo!
Oh, all right. All right. Well, hey, guys. Tice, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, boys.
You know, we're going to heat this up. We're gonna keep working on this, get the energy level high. Yep. I just thought, you know what? Let's talk about video games and movies.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, do something different.
I'll bring the Coke.
Switch it up a little bit.
All right. Cola. Yeah. So, anyways.
DC.
Obviously, thanks for listening. And yeah, what is it? Stay nerdy and stay dirty?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
It's been a while.
How'd you remember that?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Love you all.